Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The South Carolina Supreme Court just told us the Alec Murdaugh verdict was tainted. Five justices, zero dissent. They said former Colleton County Clerk of Court Becky Hill placed her fingers on the scales of justice. They called her conduct breathtaking, disgraceful, and unprecedented in South Carolina. They overturned the conviction and ordered a new trial, and everybody moved on to the next question. Will the state retry him? When's it happening? Is a death penalty on the table? But there's a question. It keeps getting buried under the noise, and it's the one that matters most. Was Becky Hill acting alone? Because when you follow the money, the connections, and the files that nobody in a position of authority seemed to want you to see, the story of one rogue clerk who got carried away with a book deal starts to look like the story they want you to believe, not the story that actually happened. Before we go any further, I want to say this every time because it matters every time. Alec Murdaugh is a convicted financial criminal. He stole millions of dollars from clients, from his own law firm, from people who trusted him with the worst moments of their lives. He pled guilty. He's serving decades in federal and state prison for the financial crimes, regardless of what happens with the murder charges. Nobody is arguing he's a sympathetic figure. But the question of whether he got a fair trial when a jury convicted him of murdering his wife, Maggie, and his son, Paul, that's a separate question. And the Supreme Court just answered it. He didn't get a separate trial. It wasn't about the evidence. It was about the proceedings that were flawed. It's not about whether Murdaugh's a good person. It's about whether the system that convicted him was good or was corrupted from the inside. And it was corrupted from the inside by Becky Hill, according to the Supreme Court. Let's walk through what the Supreme Court actually found, because most people have only heard the headlines. Becky Hill told jurors not to be fooled by the defense. She told them to watch Murdaugh closely, to look at his actions, to look at his movements. She told them deliberation shouldn't take long. One juror testified under oath that Hill's comments influenced her guilty vote. An alternate juror recalled Hill warning the panel before Murdaugh even put on his defense. They're going to say things that will try to confuse you. Don't let them confuse you or convince you or throw you off. That's an elected official sworn to uphold the process, essentially telling the jury to convict before they've even heard both sides. But the comments weren't even the worst of it. On March 2nd, 2023, the morning deliberations were set to begin. After 6 weeks of testimony, a juror was removed from the panel. This is where the question of, is Becky Hill acting alone, comes into play. And she might be. She might just be one big pile of wrong, a tornado going through, ripping things out as she sees fit. Juror 785, Myra Crosby, the woman the internet would come to know as Egg Lady. Sources inside the courthouse later indicated the trial had been heading towards a hung jury before her removal. Hours after she was gone, the remaining panel convicted Murdaugh unanimously. So, if she was a holdout, what got her removed? Well, the state reason was that she discussed the case with her tenants. But according to Crosby, her tenants never accused her of that and would testify under oath that she never spoke to them about the trial. The other piece of alleged evidence was a Facebook post supposedly made by Crosby's ex-husband, Tim Stone, in a local group called Walter Burrow Word of Mouth, claiming he'd been drinking with his ex-wife and she'd shared opinions about Murdaugh's guilt. However, nobody could produce this post in Judge Newman's chambers. It just came out of Becky's mouth. Stone later provided a sworn statement saying he never made the post, was never a member of the Facebook group, and was never contacted by law enforcement about it. Crosby says she hadn't seen Stone in 10 years. Murdaugh's newly filed federal lawsuit against Hill states it plainly, Hill never saw any such Facebook post. She made it up. That's a big thing. It goes beyond just Becky telling jurors not to be fooled. It goes into actually removing jurors that she thought were threats, allegedly. And according to Crosby's affidavit, which the Supreme Court referenced directly in its ruling, Hill went further. She allegedly summoned Crosby to her office alone, asked how the jury planned to vote, told Crosby that evening that everything Murdaugh said on the stand was lies. Knowing Crosby had fears about her ex-husband, serious enough that she'd previously had restraining orders against him, Hill allegedly told Crosby that law enforcement had gone to Stone's house, offered to reinstate those restraining orders, and speculated that the Murdaughs probably got to her ex-husband. The Supreme Court found that Hill misrepresented information to the trial court to engineer the removal of a juror she believed favored the defense. That's not a clerk who made some careless comments. That's a clerk who allegedly manufactured evidence to change the composition of a jury on the most important morning of the trial. So why would a county clerk of court do this? Well, the easy answer is the book. And that answer isn't necessarily wrong. It's just incomplete. Rhonda McLevin, the Barnwell County clerk who helped Hill during the trial, testified under oath at the January 24 hearing that Hill had been talking about writing a book as early as December 2022, a full month before jury selection even began. McLevin said Hill told her that they should write it together because she needed a lake house and I needed to retire. McLevin testified that during the trial, Hill brought up multiple times that a guilty verdict would sell more books. Hill denied it, but the Supreme Court didn't believe Hill's denials. The justices noted that Hill's conduct was consistent with her stated desire to sell more copies of her book. Even Judge Jean Toll, who initially denied the new trial motion, concluded Hill was not completely credible, but had been attracted by the siren call of celebrity. Remember that? And the timeline makes it clear this wasn't a fleeting thought that got out of hand in November of 2022. Before the trial started, Hill emailed a French reporter who was writing a Murdaugh book saying she was interested in writing her own, asking about a partnership. And during the trial itself, Hill emailed that off the record, we have a wonderful jury. After the guilty verdict, the media blitz accelerated. She emailed a producer for Nancy Gray seeking a book promotion interview. She coordinated with documentary crews from Netflix and Fox Nation for courthouse access. She earned what she testified was roughly $100,000 from sales of the book. I'd love to actually see the receipt on that because I don't buy it for one freaking second. Behind the doors of justice, the Murdaugh murders. Before it was pulled from publication, after she was caught plagiarizing. She was indicted for using her public office to promote the book. She pled guilty to misconduct in office for exactly that. Hill didn't stumble into a book deal after the trial ended. She had a financial plan in motion before the jury was even seated, and a guilty verdict was the product she needed to sell it. Here's where it gets a little more complicated, and here's where the lone wolf narrative starts to kind of crack. The chain of events that led to Crosby's removal didn't start with Becky Hill walking into Judge Newman's chambers. It started with an anonymous email. Someone emailed the judge claiming Crosby was talking about the case outside the courthouse. That email is what triggered everything. According to Crosby's book, Because Enough is Enough, and a screenshot that she published, the sender was a woman named Christine Avery. Crosby says Avery admitted it in an outline form run by Lunashark, the media company behind the Murdaugh Murders podcast. The screenshot shows Avery reportedly writing, "I am the one who emailed Judge Newman about the egg juror talking." And then this. "Between Lunashark and Mark Tinsley guiding me." That's the claim. Mark Tinsley, that name should ring a bell for anyone who followed the case. Tinsley was a key prosecution witness at the murder trial, but more importantly, he had an enormous financial stake in the outcome. His boat crash lawsuit against Murdaugh, representing a family harmed in the 2019 crash involving Murdaugh's son, Paul, was widely believed to be part of what triggered the unraveling of the Murdaugh financial empire. A conviction in the murder case had direct implications for ongoing civil litigation. Lunashark, the podcast network allegedly guiding Avery, was built on this case. Mandy Matney built a career and a book deal on the Murdaugh story, and according to Crosby's account, the Lunashark Network had doxed jurors early in the trial, publishing a spreadsheet with identifying details about the panel members. Crosby says the term monkey farm, a reference to her occupation, appeared on that spreadsheet and later resurfaced in the anonymous email sent to Judge Newman. These are the allegations. I'm not here to tell you they're true. I'm here to give you the claims that are being made. They are allegations. Crosby's claims about Avery come from her book and the screenshot she published. They haven't been independently verified in court. But Jim Griffin, one of Murdaugh's defense attorneys, raised the question that logically follows from all of this at the press conference on May 18th. He described Crosby's removal as very suspicious. And then he asked a question that matters. Was she a lone wolf? We have an anonymous email allegedly connected to a media company and a trial attorney who both had financial stakes in a guilty verdict targeting a specific juror who appeared to be the holdout on the morning that juror's removal swung the verdict from a likely hung jury to a unanimous conviction. Lone wolf starts to sound less like an answer, more like something you say when you don't want to ask the real question. But again, we don't know. These are the allegations. This is why it will be tried in a courtroom. But these are the things that are being spoken of. And I'm not here to say that any of it is necessarily true either. I'm not saying Mark Tinsley's done anything wrong or illegal or had anything to do with that claim that is being brought out like that. That brings us to the investigation, or what's passed for one. At Becky Hill's December 2025 plea hearing, where she pled guilty to perjury, obstruction of justice, and misconduct in office for a separate conduct, not jury tampering, solicitor Rick Hubbard addressed a tampering question directly. The sentencing judge asked about the status of the jury tampering investigation. Hubbard said investigators found insufficient evidence to support an indictment. He said he'd be facing a trial with 11 jurors saying Hill did nothing wrong versus 3 who said she crossed lines. The investigation, Hubbard indicated, had in fact concluded. Again, to be completely clear, the allegations against Lunashark and Tinsley are 1,000% unverified from Crosby's book. That's where they come from. That's what brings them into the conversation. They were not in any court document. Stated as fact in any way, shape, or form. But they are from Egg Lady. So there is that. I'm not saying that they are, in fact, legitimate. I have no idea. 5 months later, the South Carolina Supreme Court looked at the same evidence, the same juror testimony, the same affidavits, the same record, and reached a different conclusion. They found Hill's conduct constituted shocking juror interference. They found it was breathtaking and disgraceful. Not Myra's book. Her comments to the jury. They found a trigger, the presumption of prejudice that the state couldn't overcome, and they overturned a murder conviction because of it. McCullough's new motion to unseal the investigative files drives this contradiction straight into the open. His filing states that the solicitor's declaration of insufficient evidence stands in dramatic contrast and appears incongruent with the Supreme Court's detailed opinion reaching an opposite conclusion based on the same core body of evidence. So either the investigators missed what five Supreme Court justices found obvious, or they weren't looking very hard. Dick Harpudelin raised this directly at the May 18th press conference. Does it make sense, he asked, to have SLED, the agency that spent years building the murder case against Murdaugh, investigate whether the conviction they helped secure was tainted? It's not an investigation. That's a conflict of interest wearing a badge. And the bigger question is whether the investigation ever looked beyond Hill, because if you pull on the anonymous email thread, if you follow it where it goes, you may find other folks. You may end up somewhere much more uncomfortable than the one clerk who wanted a lake house. We don't know the answer to that question. So here's where things stand. The transcript of the chambers conferences where Judge Newman decided to remove Crosby from the jury still sealed. The SLED investigative files on the jury tampering allegation still sealed. Every FOIA request filed by Crosby's attorney, Joe McCullough, to SLED, to the Attorney General's office, to Solicitor Hubbard's office, denied. First, they said the investigation was ongoing, then the investigation closed, and they pointed to the protective order. McCullough's new motion, filed the same afternoon as the defense press conference, argues the justification for keeping these records hidden has evaporated. The investigation is over. The conviction has been overturned. The Supreme Court has made its findings. What exactly is left to protect? Meanwhile, a federal civil rights lawsuit against Hill gives the defense something they've never had before, subpoena power. And the ability to take depositions. Griffin said they intend to use it to understand the entire scope of Hill's conduct. Phil Barber, another member of Murdaugh's legal team, put it bluntly, the integrity of the jury process was violated by somebody sworn to uphold it. That cannot go unanswered. And here's the thing that really should bother everyone, regardless of what you think about Alec Murdaugh's guilt or innocence. For 3 years, Myra Crosby was mocked as the egg lady. She was accused of violating her oath. People made songs about her. She wrote a book trying to clear her name, while the actual court records, the sealed transcripts of what happened behind closed doors, stayed hidden. She said she was targeted. She said the allegations against her were fabricated. She says Hill wanted her off the jury because she wasn't a guaranteed guilty vote. And for 3 years, nobody in power listened. The Supreme Court just told us she might be right. The question now is whether Becky Hill is the whole story or just part of it that was too obvious to keep hiding. The sealed files might answer that. Which might be exactly why they're still sealed. Your thoughts in the comment section. Was more people involved in the effort to get Alec Murdaugh convicted of murder? And did it really take a village? I mean, really, did it? I mean, I keep going back to cases like this where people bury themselves with their horrible deeds and actions, and others so desperately wanting that guilty verdict that it just can't resist putting their thumb on the scale of justice. You don't need to do that. They will sink themselves. You just create chaos, and sometimes by doing that, you trigger a redo. Sometimes you trigger people to never have to face the consequences for their actions. Because you couldn't control yours. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue it right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.